It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Seems like everything can be smart nowadays in the world of technology, from phones to common household items like refrigerators and doorbells. While high-tech gadgets and apps can make our lives easier, the companies that make them are also in the business of collecting, even selling, our personal data. It's easy to see how something like a smartphone or fitness tracker could capture our data. Sometimes we're knowingly giving these devices our personal info. But a recent report from Mozilla's Privacy Not Included project found that the worst culprit when it comes to our data privacy could be our car. Looking at the privacy policies of automakers, like all of them, the report finds data collected, used, even sold, including things like location tracking, the music we listen to, and even your sex life. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of companies collecting personal data through the products they sell and that we buy and use? Is it a trade-off you're willing to make in exchange for the convenience of smart devices? Do you have questions about cars, the computer technology, the apps that go along with them, and the info that they do collect and what they do with it? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jen Kaltrider is a privacy researcher and founder of the Privacy Not Included Project at the Mozilla Foundation. Jen, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. Now, you've looked at a lot of different product lines in Privacy Not Included. Cars apparently stand out as across the board the worst when it comes to our data. Why?
Oh, yeah. Cars were bad. You know, we've been reviewing fitness trackers and smart speakers and robot vacuums, and you see some bad things. But then you look at cars and you consider the fact that modern cars, cars built in the last 3 to 5 years, have sensors that can tell how much you weigh or where you're going and how fast. They have microphones. They have cameras facing in. They have cameras facing out. They have connected services that you know, let you listen to the radio or the tell you where to go. They have apps that help you start the car remotely. And all these things are collecting and sharing data back to the car companies, which, be honest, aren't the most ethical when it comes to privacy based on what we can tell in their privacy policies.
We'll dig into those privacy policies in just a moment. I want to talk about the Privacy Not Included project a little bit. Cars and, as you mentioned, lots of other products. What made you want to dig deep into the privacy policies behind the products we use?
Well, nobody likes to read privacy policies. So, you know, one day I woke up and said, I'll do it for you. And so back in 2017, more and more of our devices were getting connected to the internet. And there were view sites out there for, you know, features and reliability, Consumer Reports and CNET and places like that. But nobody was looking specifically at privacy. And Mozilla's mission in the world is to make the internet better. So we decided, let's do a buyer's guide for privacy and security of our connected products. And we started with the smart speakers and fitness trackers. And over the years, we've done any number of things, mental health apps, reproductive health apps, video call apps, robot vacuums, smart watches for kids. So, you know, you can go to privacynotincluded.org and read a review and know if what you're buying is good or bad or if there's a better option.
Now, digging into the privacy policy of cars, it seems some models are bad and they range from bad to terrible. What were some of the things that stood out to you as you started to go through these privacy policies when it came to the data that automakers can collect and what they do with it?
Yeah, cars can collect a huge amount of data. And, you know, we thought of cars as a private space, you know, a place where you can have a conversation with your kid or cry after a breakup or sing at the top of your lungs. But nowadays, cars have a lot of, you know, like I said, sensors. You know, we got a camera on a lot of our faces to see if we're looking like we're sleepy. And those cameras can see us at all times and cameras facing out. And then all the sensors these cars have, you know, the privacy policies say they can collect a ton of data on not just where we are, but how long a trip we're taking and where we're going and where we're stopping along the way and what internet radio station we're listening to and how many people might be in the car, whether you're using your seatbelt. And then, you know, you plug in those connected services and they're like, you know, hey, where did you go? Where did you stop? Outside of what store did you stop? And it's just a lot of data. And then there were some things that really surprised us in the privacy policies. When you're reading a privacy policy and you see that a company says they can collect your sexual activity, and use it to facilitate direct marketing, you're like, wait a minute, like that raises an eyebrow. Why does a car need that to provide me the service of getting from point A to point B safely, or genetic information? And so, yeah, cars, I think car companies were kind of counting on us being, you know, not paying attention, but it's time to pay attention.
Talking to Jen Kaltrider from the Privacy Not Included Project at the Mozilla Foundation, looking at cars, described in their research as the worst product category we have ever reviewed for privacy. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions about this, your worries, 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Will is with us in Oconomowoc. Will, hi.
Hey there. Well, I, after like 16 years of having my original car, which was a Chevy Trailblazer, and it, I don't think it had anything other than, just the starter battery. I got a 2020 Subaru Ascent, and as your caller's mentioning, yeah, it definitely does watch my face. It's got that eyesight feature. And as a teacher, our school district got hacked, so all my biometrics were taken. I got told that I had the ability, if I wanted, to join in a class action lawsuit. But really, there was no, like, recourse for me to, and, you know, my fingerprints out there. And at the end of the day, companies bartering and doing what they want with this information is one thing, but it seems like increasingly this stuff is up for grabs for hackers. And if the companies don't want the consumer themselves to know about it, then the companies probably really don't want us to know about how secure their silos are for this data, whether or not it gets hacked by bad actors or other companies.
Well, thanks a lot for the call. Jen, that is something you're worried about. Car companies have all this data that they say they can collect on us. What do we know about how secure that data is in their hands?
Well, interestingly, the majority of the companies we reviewed actually did have serious security breaches or leaks in the past 3 years. That's something we looked at, is the known track record of companies. And Toyota and on down the line have had, you know, millions of people's personal information leaked, security vulnerabilities in the cars that could let people access it. Things like that. And so that's not uncommon. And on top of that, when you read a privacy policy, you'll often stumble across the section that will say something to the effect of, hey, we can't guarantee anything is going to be 100% sure that you share with us over the internet. So just know that we can't guarantee that your data is going to be safe with us once you share it. So they tell you that in their privacy policies.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Sorry about that hack at your workplace. We'll go now to Dennis in Two Rivers. Dennis, hi.
Hi. When I use software, whether I buy it or whether it's free, I end up seeing now and then when I use it or when I log in, I need to agree to the privacy policy and the terms and conditions. So if I buy a car or some other product, that a physical product, am I going to end up agreeing to new versions of their policies and terms and conditions just to keep using the products?
Dennis, thanks a lot for the call. Jen, that's something you looked at, consent when we purchase the car and as we use it.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, most people don't ever, you know, who bought a car don't be like, well, when did I consent to this privacy and data collection? You know, we saw one car maker said that just something as simple as becoming a passenger in a connected car, they considered you a user, which meant you had consented to their privacy policy. So a lot of times the consent that they're saying that they're getting from users is really not explicitly given. And then one of my favorite parts of reading these privacy policies was the lines that we saw in it where they said, it's up to you, the driver of the car, to let any passenger that gets in the car with you to know our privacy policies about data collection, which makes us chuckle because nobody picks up their buddy to go to a movie and says, wait, before we leave, I got to read you the privacy policy first.
Maybe you do.
Well, I'm not that bad. I'm close, though.
talking to Jen Kaltrider. Thanks a lot for that call. Jen is a privacy researcher and founder of the Privacy Not Included Project at the Mozilla Foundation. And we're talking about a new report that Jen co-authored, finding that cars are the worst offenders when it comes to data privacy. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you drive a smart car? Would knowing that a car company is collecting your personal data make you think twice about purchasing from them? How do you feel about cars using artificial intelligence? Do you think the extra bells and whistles are worth the privacy trade-offs? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Verrett. Right now, we're picking up the conversation about cars and data privacy with Jen Kaltrider, privacy researcher and founder of the Privacy Not Included Project at the Mozilla Foundation. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about companies sharing and selling your data? How about cars? Are you surprised to hear how much data car companies can collect from you while you use their product, whether you're driving or just catching a ride with someone else? Do you want to see regulations to change things? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls now. John is with us in Madison. John, hi.
Hey, I am wondering how many of these data collection mechanisms could be disabled by the end user?
Interesting question, John. Can we opt out with our own cars, John?
Well, it's really hard to opt out. You know, I'll give you an example. Tesla, a very connected car, has in their privacy policy, they say, hey, you buy our car because it's connected. But if you want to opt out for data privacy reasons, sure, go ahead. Here's how. But they go on to say in that same paragraph in their privacy policy, oh, by the way, if you opt out, your car might become inoperable or not receive safety updates and become unsafe. And that's pretty common with these cars. They seem to link some of the safety features to the data sharing in ways that makes it hard for users to opt out and then still retain a safe, operable car in the ways that you want it to.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Robert joins us now in Abrams. Robert, hi.
Hey there. I just wanted to make a quick observation. It feels as though we've enabled a society with these legal agreements where we've created a disproportionate power aggregating to those who actually have all of this data. It's almost like a relationship of the one-way mirror where they have knowledge and insight into us, but we don't even know who they are. I think it's a pretty dystopian view of something as simple as transporting ourselves and our families to and from our places of business, school. It's a really bad distortion for society, in my opinion.
Robert, thanks a lot for the call. Jen, you've spent a lot of time researching and thinking about this. Do you feel that almost dystopian feeling about this data collection that Robert has?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. And I've been doing this since 2017, so I've just seen it get worse and worse year after year. And every year I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is horrible. And then the next year it gets worse. And one of the problems is that the United States doesn't have a federal privacy law. You know, the European Union has GDPR, which protects them, gives users the right for things like to access and delete their data, which we don't have across the board here in the United States. So I think it's past time for us to have a federal privacy law. I think, you know, car companies aren't going to change on their own. And so, you know, people should be getting mad and contacting their elected officials and saying, hey, let's fix this, because it is getting more and more dystopian.
Thanks for the call, Robert. Jen, with a lot of products, we might say, well, company A, I don't like what they're doing here. I'll go buy from company B. There is no company B, according to your report. They're all pretty bad, right? There's no, like, hero of the story here.
Yeah, there is no hero. All 25 of the car brands we reviewed earned our privacy not included warning label, which is a first. You know, we have standards, but we don't think our standards are so strict that companies shouldn't be able to meet them. And so, yeah, they're all bad. And it's hard when you want to tell people, here's some things that we think you can do to actually legitimately protect your privacy with cars. All I can really tell people is to get mad and call your elected official, which doesn't feel like much. But with every movement, there's a tipping point where people finally say enough. you know, maybe this will be the time when people say, this is enough. Let's fix this. This is not right.
What have you been hearing from people since this report came out? I know you've been talking about it in the media. Are you getting a sense that people are getting mad as heck, not willing to take it anymore, and reaching out to call for some kind of changes here?
Yeah, you know, I've been really pleasantly surprised by the response that we've gotten to this research as we were doing it. The three of us, the three researchers that I work with, we were all like, holy cow, this is so bad. I can't believe how bad it is. And how come nobody's talking about it? And we're like, oh, it's our responsibility to get people talking about it. And this is step one. You know, I get asked questions a lot about, well, how are they collecting it? And things that I can't answer because, you know, we couldn't dig into the technical side. So there's so much more to look into. And I've talked to people that are like, hey, I'm an engineer. I'm going to look into this more deeply. You know, I've had media outlets contact and be like, we're going to do a deeper dive on this. And so that's exactly what we're hoping to see, that this is step one. And people are starting to not just be aware, but to care. And again, you know, car companies don't have a long history of ethical behavior. You know, I'm old enough to remember the Ford Pinto. And so, you know, this is, you know, it took a lot of time to make changes on things like, you know, seatbelts in cars. And so it might take some time on this, but, you know, the ball is rolling and I'm really happy to see you all paying attention and talking about it.
Jen, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes. Thanks so much for having me.
Been talking to Jen Kaltrider, privacy researcher and founder of the Privacy Not Included Project at the Mozilla Foundation. We've been talking about her recent report showing that cars are the worst product category for privacy and what consumers can do to protect their personal data in a sea of smart products. You can check out that report. We're going to get a link up at WPR.org/Central Time. If you have concerns, if you've encountered things like this yourself, if you work in the automotive industry, love to hear your perspective. Still time, you can head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page or email ideas@WPR.org.